You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
Well, it's a really cool milestone for rugby fans, particularly those who possess a set of cowbells to celebrate this weekend. D-Mac plays his 100th for the Chiefs. Shame he won't be, he'll be playing in Sydney of all places. Could have played at home last weekend, couldn't he, in front of his fans and family. You know, that would have been 100. Nice to run out onto FMG Stadium. Sentimentally, I think that would have meant more for him. But there he was, sitting in the stands, patiently sitting on 99. No room for the occasion for Clayton McMillan. It's about the business. Here's a young lad from Gore who spent those very important secondary school years at Christ's, one of the great institutions. He was one of their most celebrated syrupers, apparently, whatever that means. I never thought for one second he'd be playing or living in Hamilton, the city of the future, whatever that means. But in all seriousness, he should be a poster boy for New Zealand rugby, because Damien McKenzie is what is all good about the sport. Enthusiastic, entertaining, physical, even at 80 kegs ringing wet. Never a dull moment with ball in hand, and of course, the wicked goal-kicking smile, a trademark. Probably won't start for the All Blacks this campaign, but will be the best impact player off the bench in this upcoming World Cup. We don't have Friday tipples on the show because we don't drink on the job, but if we did, we'd be raising a glass to you, D-Mac, you little champion. And I reckon the cowbells will be ringing for you when you lead the team out onto Allianz Stadium in Sydney tonight. They'd have been louder last weekend in Hamilton, but I'll jump off that hobby horse now. Let's hope we see a spectacle that those pesky Waratahs against them, which will be allowed to flow so D-Mac can flow, and half a dozen evil smiles as he lines up conversions will be just the finishing tonic. 100 for Damien at the age of 27. How many more? For such a special player.